Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com. Remember, it is a credit union, not a bank. It belongs to you, mecu.com. Or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. And once a month at the least, we'd like to be more, but
at the least.
At the least. Michelle.
As they say in certain vernaculars, in the building. I don't know why we would not be in the building.
Where else would we be?
But we got to say in the building.
In the building.
In the building, Michelle. Mark, this is such a great time to be here because this is one of those days that is full of fodder for someone like me who is a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
And also in a relationship of going on 13 years of marriage.
Did I say happy Valentine's Day to you? I did, didn't I?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
What blah, blah? What does that mean, blah,
Mark,
blah?
Foolishness. This is happy foolishness day, Mark.
Come on.
I mean, Mark, come on. Come on what? Tell me, what are we coming on about? And don't come on to me, because I will tell your wife. What are we coming on about?
You know I wouldn't do that. We're friends.
Absolutely.
And also, I'm married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you are a serial monogamous. I keep forgetting that.
No, I've stopped now. The cereal's over.
Okay,
back
so
on the shelf.
Back to the
shelf.
I'm not
no more cereal.
Cool beans. Cool beans. But this is your day. So you do Valentine's, Mark?
Do we do Valentine's? We're having going to dinner for Valentine's tonight. We are doing that. Yeah.
So you're going to do the whole let's pay the extra gratuity, the extra 30% because it's February 14th.
30%?
I mean, I'm pulling that out of my gluteus, a Maximus. But the deal is.
I'm paying 30%. No.
No, but they do up the thing. You know that, Mark. Just for this one night
not
out of the year.
Go. No.
So these people are they're autonomous. They don't have any peer pressure for the day.
No.
I doubt that.
No. Hellman's is a great restaurant.
I'm sure it is, and they're going to get great money
you
tonight.
They have great vegan, vegetarian food.
Yeah, but see, you're missing the point, Mark.
It's the food, what?
There's going to be tons of people there who never go out to eat, ever. Ever.
But they go out on Valentine's Day.
Right, just like some people who go to church on Easter. It's the same foolishness. The same foolishness, Mark. So I'm just like, let me just set the stage. I got a text message from a very good friend of mine. Very, very good friend of mine. I mean, very nice guy, you know, father, loving father, entrepreneur, you know, working man. And this was his text message.
Go ahead.
Public service announcement, and I'm going to put him on blast, from Rob Salisbury, who happens to be a graduate of HBCU St. Paul's University. And here's what he had to say. Attention all side chicks / side pieces / jump offs. Ellipses. Please remember, your day is February 15th. So please don't call, text, or email on Valentine's Day. Just play your position and stay in your lane. The following day, February 15th, has been set aside as Valentine's Day because everything is at a discounted price! Exclamation mark. So please, in quotes, kill all texts, visits, radio shout-outs, calls, and pop-ups until your appointed day. You all may now continue with your regular scheduled programming. I love it. I thought this was hilarious, Mark. And I mean, it's funny to me. It's funny because there is some validity to it, but yet somebody somewhere is mad right now at my friend for just being funny, for being coy.
Well, now, people get mad. I said this to my producers, and Christina, one of my producers, who I call the anti-Valentine.
Don't say that, Mark.
Well, no, like,
that's not nice. Because as soon as you say anti-anything, you think of the devil. Like, it doesn't
even I don't believe the devil, so I have to play with
it. Right, but that's because you, but somebody's scared right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to scare anybody.
Right.
I don't want to scare anybody.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
I love Christina. She's great.
Okay.
I'm lucky to have her. But we were talking about it today, and she said, well, you know, I said to her, look, most women I know, not all women, but most women I know, you better do something on Valentine's Day. If you forget it, say it. Card, something, you're in trouble.
Come on, Mark.
That is true.
Mark,
that is true.
Do something. Something is so relative. You've got to be careful with you better do something. You better do something. Somebody out here who cannot deconstruct what something is will do something heinous or, you know, something unhealthy.
Bring Christina here to explain her.
No, leave Christina out of this. I got Christina's back. Trust me, I have your back. You do not need to come and prove your point. Mark, you think about it. Look around the city. There are people all over the place with dirty teddy bears that are infested with maggots.
Come on, girl.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, where do they get these teddy bears from? Can you please, what's the quality control? I don't see Inspector Number 9 on none of those teddy bears. Where do they find these teddy bears? Why is the Valentine upside down? Why the teddy bear got an afro? Why is it a chicken box in one hand? Like, what is really going on, Mark? And it's like,
don't eat that chicken.
Mark, it's teddy bears, then it's flowers. Where are these flowers coming from? Where flower are the flowers? Flower farms.
Flower
on
farms.
On North Avenue, ain't no flower farms on North Avenue.
Well, there could be if they left some of the... If they open up some of that space, people could have farms all over the place.
This is true. This is true. But
anyway.
But to prove my point, Mark, there are people who have propped up U-Haul trucks with floodlights hanging over
top.
Selling
flowers.
Selling, not just flowers, T-shirts. I'm yours, you are mine. Happy Valentine. And it's like a space for you to take a picture right next to it at the drop-off. They got this picture booth set up. They got computers running. Mark, this is foolish. People have quit their jobs just to make all this money today on Valentine's Day. It's foolishness, Mark. And if you get caught in this, there are people angry right now. Angry right now.
What are they angry about?
Because they didn't get anything.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people are angry.
No chocolate, no jelly beans,
no jelly beans.
Arrangements made
out
of
fruit. You know what jelly beans are made of?
Jelly.
No. You know what that's made of?
Yes, and you say it because I don't want to be
horses'
in trouble.
Horses' hooves.
Say it again.
Horses'
hooves. I already
hooves.
Knew that. Unless it's organic and it's all natural.
Horses' hooves.
Yeah, go get you some hoof balls and eat them in colorful fruit. It's foolishness,
candied
Mark.
Horse foot balls.
You don't want to know what hot dogs are made of. Keep going. Just keep going.
We might talk about hot dogs, but that's a different holiday.
That is a different But Mark, there's people angry right now. Somebody's mad right now because we're not taking this day seriously.
Well, join us, 410-319-8888. Bring us your Valentine's story. I'm going to play a couple of really good Valentine's stories on the air in a minute.
See, let's qualify good. Can you operationally define what good is?
What a good Valentine's story
yes,
is?
Yes, please, help me.
Okay. 410-319-8888. What are you doing on Valentine's Day, and are you celebrating it? I am. I'm going to dinner.
What is a good story, Mark?
Which will be nice, the two of us having dinner, which we do anyway, but, you know, it's Valentine's,
right.
I'm going to do it. 410-319-8888. I usually write a beautiful poem, which I'll do tonight, which I did.
Wow.
For her. I
Mark.
Do that. I write her poems anyway, but
right.
I wrote. But I would write another one on Valentine's Day.
I'm married to a poet as well, Mark.
So 410-319-8888. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And he's married to a comedian.
Absolutely.
And a writer.
Absolutely.
So there you are.
And there you go.
So, Christina, are you there? Let's play this one. Let's play. It takes 2 hours. It's 3 minutes long. Iris and those calling in, hold on, we're going to get to your calls. But let's play this clip. This is a, you're just, let me not tell you what it is. It's a, you'll hear this woman talking about a young man who's become like her adopted son. It's a Valentine's story.
Okay.
All right, let's hear this.
You and I met at Stillwater Prison. I wanted to know if you were in the same mindset of what I remember from court, where I wanted to go over and hurt you, but you were not that 16-year-old. You were a grown man. I shared with you about my son.
And he became human to me. You know, when I met you, it was like, okay, this guy is real. And then when it was time to go, you broke down and started shedding tears, and the initial thing to do was just try to hold you up as best I can. Just hug you like I would my own mother, you know.
After you left the room, I began to say, I just hugged the man that murdered my son. And I instantly knew that all that anger and the animosity, all the stuff I had in my heart for 12 years for you, I knew it was over, that I had totally forgiven you.
As far as receiving forgiveness from you, sometimes I still don't know how to take it because I haven't totally forgiven myself yet. It's something that I'm learning from you. I won't say that I have learned yet because it's still a process that I'm going through.
I treat you as I would treat my son, and our relationship is beyond belief. We live next door to one another.
Yeah, so you can see what I'm doing. You know, firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
We actually bump into each other all the time, leaving in and out of the house. And you know, our conversations, they come from, boy, how come you ain't called over here to check on me in a couple of days? You ain't even asked me if I need my garbage to go out.
Uh-huh.
I find those things funny because it's a relationship with a mother for real.
Well, my natural son is no longer here. I didn't see him graduate. You know, you're going to college. I'll have the opportunity to see you graduate. I didn't see him get married. Hopefully one day I'll be able to experience that with you.
just to hear you say those things and to be in my life in the manner that which you are is my motivation. It motivates me to make sure that I stay on the right path. You still believe in me. And the fact that you can do it despite how much pain I cause you, it's amazing.
I know it's not an easy thing, you know, to be able to share our story together, even with us sitting here looking at each other right now. I know it's not an easy thing. So I admire that you can do this.
I love you, lady.
I love you too, son.
Now, that was from StoryCorps.
Mark, where did you find this?
StoryCorps. That is, and actually, Amy Goodman played on Democracy Now! This morning, and I was interviewed David Issa, who started StoryCorps, who does these stories of regular people all over the country. He has 40,000 stories now. But this is one of them. This is a special Valentine's Day thing just about love and the idea that something to think about for Valentine's Day is that everyone's life has value, right? Everybody's life has value. And so this story to me was just, it broke my heart and opened my heart. I mean, he killed her son in a gang because of a gang warfare.
Oh, wow.
And that this is what it means to me. This is opening your heart.
Well, yeah, Mark, when you put it in that context, it takes the foolishness out of what it has become, just like every other day that was set aside for some symbolic reason. I mean, you just sucker punched me, Mark, because
I didn't
see that coming. I thought you about to play "I Loved It You," you know, I didn't know what you were about to play, but you pull out the brother who killed a woman's son, and she found it in her heart to love him through that and literally called him son. I have never heard anything like that before in my life. If that is what Valentine means to Mark Steiner, that I understand. It still does not help me with the sale at every jewelry store.
Yes.
It does not help me with brothers beating people over the head to get money to go buy something for the sister, or the sister lamenting and charging up some stuff to get a brother some shoes, and then he walk out of her life. I don't really, you know, that is foolishness to me. So, and then, you know, nobody even wants to deal with the context of what Valentine was about and Cupid and the whole shooting of the arrow in the heart, the history behind that, which is morbid, to say the least. But nobody want to deal with that, Mark, because now I'm being a Debbie Downer when I start to talk about the historical ramifications of what Valentine really means.
Valentine has a complex holiday. It has a lot of history to it. Should we go to the phones real quick?
Go to the phones. I'd love to hear what...
410-319-8888. What does Valentine's Day mean to you? How do you celebrate it? Do you celebrate it? And if you don't, well, tell us why you don't. 410-319-8888. As Valerie wrote to somebody today in an email she concluded me on, it said... She said, "Happy Valentine's Day," to this friend of hers that she wrote to. She says, "Or as Mark says, Happy Hallmark Card Day."
Happy Hallmark Card Day.
Iris in Waverly, you're on the air.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Iris.
Yeah, that was a pretty powerful clip. And not, I think, what most people think of when they think about Valentine's Day. I think that Michelle is really right, that it's really been taken over by capitalism, and that part of it is totally ridiculous to me. I really strive to buy things fairly, and I had a partner for a while who I was like, I really want fair trade jewelry, which he was very lovely, and he got me some nice little piece of fair trade jewelry from Kenya, and then was like suckered in by the guys on Greenmount and bought this big old maggot filled bear. Really, like,
tell him about the maggots, Iris.
What maggots?
This is of the point. But how are you going to be mad at somebody? So that bear became part of Occupy Baltimore. So, I just want to throw that in there, that I'm all about love. I was really like anti-love when I was younger, and I think it's a really beautiful thing to celebrate. Going home to make some supper with my sweetheart now. But I do think that the buying and selling of love tokens is not what love is supposed to be.
Thanks so much, Iris. And I like how Iris, she balanced it out. She talked about what it means to her, and then she talked about the maggot-filled teddy bear. It goes to another place for me. Is that whole notion, how audacious are business owners from the jeweler to the entrepreneur to the greeting cards company, how audacious are you to put a price tag on what the infinite, authentic love experience is supposed to be like? Is that not narcissism and capitalism combined? So that's Nasser capitalism. That's like some word that has never even been. I'm going to coin it and then get it intellectually mine. That's narcissism.
Capital narcissism.
Capitalism.
Capital narcissism.
Yes.
Capital narcissism.
Capital narcissism, where you actually believe that you can put a dollar amount on something that's supposed to be an organic, authentic emotion. You can't even feel it. You can't touch it, so to speak. It's not tangible. It's something that you should feel. And I don't know if I feel love when I pay $7 for a card to open up and be like, love will keep us together. I mean, like, that's so cheesy to me. I just paid $7 for Katna Tennille. I could have did that. I could have watched Solid Gold, old reruns. You know, I mean, I didn't really need this card to open up and be like, you know, all of this. But Mark, my point is there is no value. There's no dollar value that you can connote with gender. I'm about to be married 13 years this year.
Congratulations.
And if someone said to
me,
you're
bar mitzvah year.
Yeah, I should be bar mitzvah, right?
You're bar mitzvah year, 13 years.
Yeah, I'm bar mitzvah. So I should be, they would say, how much can I pay you out to equal your 13 years of marriage? You're 12 and a possible. I say 12 and a possible like a spade game because, you know, we might renege, but I doubt it. But the deal is, how can you put a dollar amount on that? I wouldn't be able to tell you how much to write a check for. It would minimize everything that we've gone through. So I think when sisters particularly get, you know, bent out of shape because a brother ain't buy this or, you know, brother only got you some chocolate. I mean, seriously, though. So the 364 other days that he just stayed with your crazy behind, that don't mean nothing. You threw like three pieces of chicken at him. You slashed his tires. And I know I'm being facetious, but you done did some wild stuff. And brother, you done stalked her. You hid in the bushes. You called a job and hung up three times. I mean, ain't nobody write no check for all the times you got her messed up with her bills when you ain't pay your phone bill on time. Nobody writes checks for this stuff. But I'm supposed to go get a card that saying love will keep us together. Are you kidding me?
Well, folks, you know, if you love Valentine's Day, don't be intimidated. Call
410-319-8888
and tell Michelle why you love Valentine's Day. I'm like Switzerland.
You're like Switzerland?
Yeah, I'm neutral about it.
You know, that was a very PC thing to say, Mark.
You like that?
That was very PC. Switzerland always comes out looking like the, you know, the rock star.
That's where all the money is.
Yeah, I know.
410.
And some of the whitest people you have seen in your life.
That's right.
If I show up in Switzerland, they're going to think I'm candy. You just start licking on me. I promise you.
I'm not going there. 410.
I mean, chocolate. There you go. MILF. Mom, I'd like to follow.
I know. I got it.
Got you.
410-319-8888. What are your thoughts on this Valentine's Day? What are you doing?
I got a little sweet cookie from
I thought you had
organic.
I thought maybe you had a Valentine's candy over there.
No, I don't play games. I play games, Mark.
I play. David, you're on the air. David, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Mark.
Welcome, David.
Hi,
welcome.
David.
Southside.
Southside, David. David's from Chicago. That's my man.
You know, we're in the minority because, you know, I can't let anybody tempt me for cards, tempt me for flowers, tempt me for jewelry. and a disclaimer, I'm going on 24 years of marriage.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations.
You know, it ain't always been happy, but I'm still in there.
David said, we still together, right, Smiley?
And I love my wife. So I don't need February the 14th to validate that.
I'm riding with Dave Smiley, Southside, all day, Chicago.
I agree with that.
But David, I'm trying to figure out, why do you think people get so intimidated by this day?
Well, the expectation from women, you know, the brother, you better come correct that don't come at all.
Come on,
that's
David.
That's what I'm saying.
David, why'd you have to say from women?
Because that's how it has, how many men do you know go, you better give me some flowers for Valentine's Day?
I mean, we got a couple metrosexuals out here that really get into that. They want you to get them some nose tweezers or like, you know, something to make them look cute.
Only
you
old
know.
Men need nose tweezers.
No, we got some metros out here. They want a waxing kit and, you know, and some nice talcum powder for their chest. We got a couple of them.
Have mercy.
So, David, we appreciate your intellect and your fortitude and marriage.
And
we celebrate you and your lovely
24 years of love.
24 years of love without a card that says, love will keep us together. So we
Thank
are,
you much. I love you, Michelle.
Love you, and give your wife a hug and kiss for me, Dave.
I will.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Take care. 410-319-8880, Valentine's Day. 410-319-8888. Charlene in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
I wanted to say that I don't hear anybody talking about the religious aspect of Valentine's Day. It does say Saint Valentine's Day. So for those people that are out there that don't understand what that is, they need to Google that in. And aside from that, my parents were married for 58 years, and they're both deceased now. But in my household, from a child, we always celebrated Valentine's Day at home, having a red and white dinner. So it's a tradition for us because now it is Valentine's Day, and even though my parents are gone, we're still doing the same thing. That was their way of showing us how to keep the family together in love, and we watched it between both parents. So it does have some significance, and there wasn't a lot of gift-giving and Hallmark cards. It was just the event of the day. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, one of the things that made me think of Charlene was one of the stories I heard today was the best gift a father can give his children is the love for their mother.
Wow. Wow. Then my kids should be just full of just
I'm sure
gifts.
They are.
Yeah, because I'm genuinely loved, and I feel that I'm genuinely loved. I think what's even richer than all of that, Mark, if you think about it, it's kind of like a commandment to love. You know, for those of us who believe in any kind of higher power, that's one of the commandments to love one another. It is a step further when you like that person. And I think it would be so cool to hear how many people actually like these people that they buying this stuff for. You don't like these people. You don't really like these people. You're just stuck. You don't know how to get in. You don't know how to get out. You're just stuck. I mean, the reality is a lot of people have been together for years. And the admiration has turned into almost like, this person, I don't like you.
Well, that happens to some people after a while.
Yeah, I don't like you. And
people grow apart at times.
I think some people never grew together. I think they just showed up and some stuff jumped off, and now we in this, and we just going to ride this out. The reality is that liking one another is a choice. Loving is a commandment. And for me, I would rather like the person because I'm going to love you. At times, I'm going to love the out of you. You know what I mean? But there are some people who I genuinely like, and I think that goes a little further than love. Mm-hmm. Because truth of the matter is, there are people who throughout history have loved one another and have killed each other behind that so-called
yes.
love. That's why they always say it's a thin line between love and hate. Yeah, but then that line is real.
Oh, yes, it is.
So a box of chocolates ain't going to change that, baby. Like, some chocolates.
But now, see, that whole tradition actually started. It wasn't commercial time even. We'll go to the phones here because Tony and Dawn are waiting to have their say as well.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, the group? Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I don't think they called separately. I don't think it's Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, I thought it was Tony Orlando. I'm like, we're pulling out all the old school players.
That is old school.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, tie yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a love song if you still
it
want
is.
Me.
That's,
yeah,
right.
That's in a green card right now. I bet you open up a Valentine. Tie yellow ribbon. See, that's why I don't fool with it.
But I'll tell you the origins of gift giving and flowers and chocolate I'll come to in a minute. Because it was a long time ago when it started, before they had all this commercialization.
So yeah, let's hear about that.
410-319-8880. Let's get a call here first before breaking. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, baby? This is your dad. What's up, Shelly?
Hey, Pop Tony, that's my dad right
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, babe, I ain't got nothing but love for you. I ain't been like my baby. and guess what? I had to get mom some chocolate because she put the Lord out last night. She said, you know, babe, something in here. Something gonna happen in here.
Yeah, Pop, don't talk about mommy on the air now. Now, you got her some chocolates because you love her.
I love mommy and I like my mommy.
There you go. There you go. That's my pop right there. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, Pop. You deserve it.
Your father buys your mother chocolate.
That's right. He buys it because he believes in what it stands for, right, Pop? It stands for love.
That's right. Well, that's right, baby.
But he didn't get it from North Avenue. Did you get it from North Avenue with a dirty teddy bear, Pop?
Well, you don't have to get it from North Avenue with a dirty maggot filled teddy bear.
Did you get it from Greenmount then? Did you get it? Guys, where you get the chocolates from, Pop?
What do you say, baby?
Where'd you get your chocolates from?
I got my chocolates from Rite Aid, baby.
Pop, you made me look bad. You're supposed to say Godiva or something like that.
Thank you so much, Godiva.
Let me tell you something. I did Rite Aid, baby. I did Rite Aid because I was running all over the place. I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I had to put it in while I could get it in.
Well, we appreciate
like
we appreciate you, Pop. We appreciate you. Rite Aid sell Godiva. That's what Mark just said.
I have to meet your father now.
Yeah, you got to meet Pop. He is hilarious.
I definitely have to meet your dad.
You have to, thank you so much, Pop. Love you.
Love you, baby.
Take care, Tony.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. See, but I mean, you're ragging on people for buying chocolate. Your daddy buys chocolate for your mother.
But see, that's the thing. That's how they get down. I don't live with them. I got my own house.
Yeah, but she.
I don't mess around. What Pop do for mommy, you can't touch it because it's real. This foolishness.
Someone they love candy and a flower.
Mark,
that isn't
someone
so loved.
Told me that a woman on her job was sitting in her cubicle in tears
because
her significant other bought her four little bunches of prepackaged flowers, and she was livid
because they weren't like.
Because it wasn't
long stem roses that cost $100.
Yeah, it wasn't pomp and circumstance.
That's crazy.
But this is what this thing does when you take it out of perspective, Mark.
But the love part of this, and then we got to go to break here. And Dawn, we're going to come right to your call as soon as we come back from break. And Hank and Jay, we're going to go 1, 2, 3 to 3. So Dawn, please stay with us.
Stay with us because I'd love to hear what you have to say.
We got to hear what you say. But where it started, there was a lot of starts to Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was in the year 964 when they decided to get rid of this pagan holiday,
right.
Lupercalia, and create Valentine's Day so they could make everybody a Christian and mm-hmm. kill them if they wouldn't.
496 AD.
And there were like 14, 15, 16 Valentines that became saints.
Mm-hmm.
But Chaucer, who wrote the Canterbury Tales,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
he wrote this book in like 1370-something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the whole romantic love thing started happening around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Where they started giving confections and flowers.
Yeah, because there's a whole other side to that as well, Mark.
That's part of that romantic love that came out of that part of England at that period mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. created romantic love. So it's got roots. It's not like a, mm-hmm. it's not all commercial. It's not all, you know, it's got real in there.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. Yeah, Mark, that was real cute.
Michelle,
I want to deal with the other side of Valentine, but then I won't have any friends. So let's just keep going.
You want to hear the other? We got to take a break, and then you can give us the other side.
Okay.
All right? Be right back with Michelle, Dawn, Hank, Jay. Come to you first, and then hear the dark side of Valentine's Day from Michelle. What? Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner here with Michelle. I want to remind you, though, that they're right here, WEAA invites you to our Zimbabwe Shona Stone exhibition right here at our studios. It runs through the end of February and is sponsored by AXA Advisors. The exhibition is courtesy of Zimbabwe Gallery, Colin L. Thompson, owner. The exhibition is open to the public weekdays from 10 to 5 p.m. Evening appointments are available. More information at 443-885-3564 or go to weaa.org. And let me just say, Michelle has seen this exhibit. It's just gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It's modern.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Zimbabwean art from people who have come from the Shona Nation, and it's just unbelievably beautiful. So don't miss it. It's even for sale. So
awesome.
You can buy it. You can buy it. It's just beautiful stuff, and I would love to be able to buy a piece myself. But anyway, 410-319-8888. Before we go to Michelle's story, we promised to go right to the phones. I didn't say dark side.
Go to the phones. Let's hear from the phones. You did say that. Let's hear from the phones, Mark Steiner.
Dawn, in Owings Mills, you're on the air.
Hi, Mark and Michelle. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, Dawn. We're well.
I'm good, thank you. First, I want to say a hearty south side to David.
South side to my husband, too. Chi-town all day.
Chi-town all day long. But I wanted to comment. I just wanted to piggyback on what you all have been talking about. One, Michelle, you are so right. If you can't show me throughout the year that you love me, Valentine's Day is not going to do it, especially if we've been together for so long. Love needs to be shown all throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But the pro that I see to Valentine's Day is that I remember as I was growing up, my father would not just purchase, you know, flowers, cards, and candy for my mother, but he would do it for me as well. And I have two daughters, and I think I learned how to be loved from a man through the love that my dad showed me as I was growing up. And so every year, you know, I try to tell my husband, don't buy the girls all that chocolate, but he goes out and he does it anyway.
But you know,
it's expressing how they should feel about the person that they're in a relationship with and what that person should be doing. Of course, not just buying the chocolate and the cards and the flowers, but what they should be expecting from a man. And that's something that I think sometimes we're lacking as women, especially as Black women, when we get into these relationships. That's all I have to say.
That's a point well taken. You know, we can keep going. I want to hear what the next person has to say, but that was so apropos because it's you teach people how to treat you. And the father becomes the first man in a girl's life. And when he sets that precedent, it's very difficult for you to allow rubbish, as Adele would say, rubbish relationships to dominate your life. What does this next person have to say?
It is Hank.
What's up, Hank?
Hank.
Hello, how are we doing today?
Good,
hello,
Hank. How are you, man?
Thank you.
Okay, here's my thing, right? This is what I want to know. Everybody can tell you what to look for when you fall in love. Everybody can tell you when you're in love. Why can nobody can tell you what to do to stay in love?
You know, that is the best line, Hank. Right? Do you know, Hank, do you know that's from the movie Love Jones? That line, Isaiah Washington says that line in Love Jones. Everybody flipping and dipping and falling in love, but somebody tell me how to, H-E double hockey sticks, how to stay there. That's what he says. And you're so right, Hank. Not to cut you off, but I just had to say that.
And here's another thing, right? Why is it that I got to give my 6-year-old granddaughter candy and coffee on Valentine's Day? She loves me. She loves her grandma. She loves her friends. She don't love nobody in her class.
Right, right. That's
I mean, come on.
That's the foolishness, Hank.
And here's another thing. Don't get me wrong. Why is it every time it's a holiday, some woman always got to be getting a diamond?
Now, Hank, you gonna mess yourself up for tonight.
Just a tool.
you gonna mess yourself up for tonight, Hank. I'm with you, Hank. I'm serious.
No, I've met Hank's wife. She's not like that. Hank's wife is.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't want no jewelry. I don't want no meal. You know what I want for a holiday?
What you want, Hank?
Leave me alone.
Did he say leave me alone?
He did so. He did so.
Déjame solo.
You know the best gift you can give me on a holiday? The remote control is inside.
I know that's right. Well, Hank, we appreciate all of your intellect. You guys should be taking notes.
He's
Hank
smart.
Just dropped science.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, right?
And then we get to another caller, Hank.
One more thing. For those of us who've messed up, and I've messed up with my infidelities, right? When you go out and buy those gifts, guess what? Yesterday you was at Sugar Honey Ice.
Right.
You'll be right back to Sugar Honey Ice again.
Watch it, Hank. Watch it.
Because I am.
Hank, we appreciate you.
She hated me yesterday. She'll love me today.
It's a thin line, Hank.
Hate me tomorrow.
It's a thin line, Hank.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Hank.
You, Hank. Thank you so much. Be careful.
Dwayne writes in, I just like Valentine's Day because it's my birthday.
Okay.
And I'm still expected to do something for someone else.
Wow.
I wish I could celebrate and enjoy my birthday without being forced to make the day be about somebody else.
Now, that's a good point, Dwayne. My father, who my husband's dad, who is now an ancestor, he crossed over, his birthday is today. And ironically, his last wife, he was a serial monogamist, his last wife, her birthday was on the 14th. So they both had birthdays on Valentine's Day. And Somebody made a great point. One of my sororas said something so poignant. She said, if you've been with the person for a number of years and they say, go out and buy me something, it's our money. Like, it's not like you're doing nothing. You ain't go out and get on the pole and make a couple of dollars to do something special for me. This is coming out of our joint bank account. You ain't really doing nothing. You could have used that money on some groceries or something. Or you could have put it in a CD. Like, if you just wanted to blow a couple hundred dollars, just throw it up in there and BQ or something. Because it's a sponsor of the show. Put it in BQ.
Right.
Let it accrue some interest.
There's some interest. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Foolishness.
What do you think, folks? 410-319-8888. We have to get some of these callers in. Let's see. Jay, Jenny, Lynette, in that order.
Let's
all
get Jay.
Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing?
Good evening, Jay.
I just had a question for you guys about the, I guess, the cultural overlapping of Valentine's Day. In a small way, at the very least, if you can take cynicism out of it, isn't it a good thing that the culture is infusing at least one day out of the year, like, please love somebody, please do for somebody else, please consider your feelings for somebody else and reflect on love for other people, even though you're supposed to do that all the time? I mean, at least there's something in the culture that kind of demands it in one way or another. And I think that even on a local level, I think that businesses do well by it. I don't think there's any flower shops that are mom-and-pop stores are hating on Valentine's Day. I don't think any stores that are giving out candy or developing candy on a local level or small business owners are hating it. But I think that there's some good things about the commercialization of Valentine's Day that really helped to benefit culture and communities. And I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about it.
I think that's a very interesting take, Jay. And I appreciate you lifting that because, of course, as a cynic of this particular day, and not a cynic, but just in my own way, a realist or a humanist in some regards, because I hate being taken advantage of. I don't like being taken advantage of. Or as Dwayne said, it's his birthday, and he can't even celebrate his birthday because he's expected to do for someone else. I just don't think that it's the job of any you know entity to legislate, so to speak, an emotion, to legislate a feeling. I do agree that it's very great symbolically that you would want to lift up a day for us to be just uncommonly kind to one another and loving toward one another. But I think what tends to happen, Jay, is because there are people, I agree, I think the mom and pop organizations do deserve to have a day where they can count on making their quota for the quarter, especially in this economy. But what happens is that mom and pop organization has already been bought out by the larger conglomerates who will take that same flower and get them and put them in three bunches and sell them for $80 less, and then that same organization is being disenfranchised because they're, you know, it's been polluted. So I'm of the mindset it's a good idea symbolically what you're saying about, you know, setting aside a day to unequivocally love. Where it falls short for me is that's never mentioned. It's never mentioned. And since it's never mentioned, it's never played out. Since it's never played out, it's bastardized. Since it's bastardized, it becomes commercialized and so on and so on.
Well, we've done that to all of our holidays. Most of our holidays, we've done that too.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah. But Jay, that's a good point.
I think Jay made a great point.
Yeah. We got another caller, Mark?
We do. We have lots of callers here.
Let's see if we can get them in.
Jenny, you're on the air.
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Jenny, you there? I think we lost Jenny.
I don't think we know. She's on my screen. She's there. Can we pot her up?
We want to hear from Jenny, too.
Yeah, we do want to hear from Jenny. All right. Jenny, hold on. Whatever's happening, we'll try Lynette.
Lynette.
This show. I'm loving this show.
Good.
Good, Lynette.
I think that what concerns me is some of the craziness that I see happening around. You know, how they, people get mad and people, you know, wanting to just stab up somebody, beat up somebody because they're hard as flowers and stuff. And the issue, I think, is that we have been so miseducated about what love is. Love is a spiritual principle, attribute of God. Love is something that it is an inherent part of us that gets expressed as caring and compassion and tenderness and service. Mm-hmm. And I think especially, you know, it's a lot we can't do about some of these folks that, you know, really hooked up on this thing where they don't get something, they're going to hit somebody or do something. But I think we need to start educating our children about who and what they are, that love resides in them, and teaching them how that is expressed, and that, you know, so when the 14th of February or April or May rolls around, whatever, you know, it's not something that they feel they got to do anything extra special about, because they're expressing it. They're being of service. They're caring for each other.
That's wonderful.
Really educating our youth. It's something we can't take care of all these adults who are fixated on this thing in that way. And certainly begin to educate our youth about what love really is.
I think that's a great point.
It is. And in love, the people who understand love come from homes that love.
Mm-hmm.
And live in communities that love and mm-hmm. care for each other. There's, you know, that larger love that you have for humankind, for people around you, for your neighbors, for the land. For when you have that kind of love,
mm-hmm.
people grow up with love and they know how to, that's how children learn. You can't teach.
Well, and that brought up such a great point. I have three small children, and two of my children they're still trying to figure out, why don't you take us to the store and get us this box of cards to make out to our friends? We've never done that. We've got a fifth grader, a second grader, and a pre-K student. And they've had these big parties at school. They've come home with all this stuff. And I told my daughter yesterday, she says, Mommy, I'm not going to have anything from my friends tomorrow. And she says, she was kind of like, I don't know how to feel about that. And I said to her, I said, if you really want to do something for your friends, to show them that you love them, make it. That shut all that down. Ain't no card get made. Ain't nothing jumped off. It was more about the exchange. It was more about I'm going to get some treats and some candy and some sugar, stuff that we don't have at our house, than it was about the actual emotion. So Lynette hit something interesting. There was a little thing that went off in me, because even my son, who's in pre-K, he's about to be 5 next month. He says, Mommy, I don't have anything from my friends. It came from my 8-year-old. Now it came from my 5. I don't have anything from friends.
They give gifts on Valentine's Day in the schools.
Oh, yeah. They do these parties. And they do cupcakes and cookies. And they all pass. I remember when you would take your Valentine to school,
Mark.
And you would have to give out the little bogus ones. You get like 18 of them in a pack and you just write the name on. He got a bunch of those. And he says, Mommy, I didn't have anything. I have nothing. He said it like he was a loser. I have nothing. I have nothing, Mom. You didn't give me nothing. I'm going to school. My friends give me stuff. I have nothing. And I'm like,
Mommy, all your moral, ethical values. Yeah,
Look what you've done to me. And I'm like, dude, you want to do something? Make it. You think this little dude made anything? He's like, I don't have enough stuff. I need markers and crayons. You got to go to the store. I'm like, dude, take everything that you see around here and make something and give it to the kids that you care about.
He's going to be a comic like his mom. 410-319-8888. Jenny's back.
Jenny.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Good. Listen, great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm calling in because I grew up in a household where my dad always did really nice things for my mom and me on Valentine's Day. And my first husband thought it was a really stupid holiday. And I can remember, you know, taking all this time to pick out the perfect gift for him. And he would either give me nothing or some really thoughtless last-minute thing. And I would be so hurt by it.
Right.
And what I realize now, being a more mature 20-year relationship with my second husband, is that the only reason I was so hurt is because the other 364 days, he wasn't doing such a great job either.
Wow. Say that, Jenny.
That's
touché,
it.
Pussycat.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
So now, you know, I got flowers a couple of weeks ago just because I'm going to a meeting tonight. We're not even spending it together. Because I don't really care.
Tell it, Jen.
And I think that the bigger the protest that we make sometimes, the less secure we're feeling in our relationship.
Wow. Jen, that was on spot on. I mean, she said something rich
there.
Very
powerful.
She said something rich there. My husband is on the road. He's just traveling back now. He didn't call me this morning to say happy what's-the-name day or whatever that is. We didn't even mention it. We've been together 15 years, married 13 years this year. It is not. It's what we do every day. He brought me home a ring last week from a jewelry store, something that I love, that I saw. I thought it was dainty. I thought it was feminine and fresh, and it was an all-natural stone, and I liked it. And so he gave me a box last week, and that's what you're talking about, Jen. And the other 364 days, he does stuff all the time. Some of it, sometimes he gets on the very last nerve that I have. But you know what?
That's
a treat, because then I can talk about it on stage. If he doesn't do anything, I won't have anything to talk about, Jen. He's going to make me a rock star. Him and those three manic kids of ours are going to make me a household name. But I'm saying that to be facetious. I totally get your point. I think that's awesome. And I just wish you all the best in your marriage. I see you're a serial monogamist. I think you've hit the jackpot this time. And we're wishing you all the best.
Thank you,
Jen.
Take care, Jenny. Thanks so much. Before we go to Io, Andrea, Clarence are on the line waiting for us. Are you going to tell us the dark side of Valentine's
Day? Mark, go ahead with all that. Put this next person up. You always.
No, wait. You had Mark, a story Mark, to tell, Mark, girl. Mark, what's the story?
We were having this organic moment where we celebrated marriage and its authenticity.
Which I love.
But you just want to flip the script and show this, you know. No, this,
you had a story.
You want me to go straight, like, what's my man? What's the crazy dude used to scream when he did comedy? You want me to go straight Sam
right.
Kinison?
No,
you want me to go straight Sam Kinison, don't you? You guys Google Sam Kinison because I know you guys
he
are confused
very
right
he
now.
He was so funny.
But he was dark, though.
He was very dark.
You're
not dark.
He was dark. His comedy was dark. This whole thing I was going to say about Valentine's dark. Can we go to the next call?
You can tell the story?
Mind your business, Mark. Can we go to the next
call? You're the one who brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
No, but now I'm having this moment.
Fine. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy.
I will go back to the phones.
Thank you.
Okay. Ayo, you're on the air.
Ayo. Hello, Ayo. Ayo, are you there?
Okay, I know he's there. Can we pot him up there? Ayo, you're on the air.
I think we lost Ayo.
Ayo, hold on. We're going to see what's happening with the phones. Let's try Andrea.
Andrea, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you two doing?
We're
good.
Awesome.
Really well.
Good. Okay. I'm not much of a holiday person, but I had to call in and say happy Valentine's Day. And you too. Oh, man, she is so funny. I've been just listening the whole ride in, and I'm just having a ball. And I'm just like, how can people not feel love and, like, not like to smile and not be happy? And I just feel sorry for people that don't have love in their life or that don't feel complete. Because, like, I just, everyone always calls me and they're like, Andrea, why are you so happy-go-lucky all the time? But I'm like, it just feels good. Like, it takes so much energy to be grouchy.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you're, like, worn out and you're just like, aw. And, I mean, it takes nothing just to smile or say, hi, how you doing? Or, I mean, or just be friendly. So I just wanted to say you were so funny.
Aww.
And I hope to hear you more often.
Yes, you will. And we'll talk about that. Stay tuned because we have some really good things coming up.
Yes.
Mark and I are going to be participating in something really awesome in about 2 weeks. So we want to make sure the listeners know and get you guys out there.
We're both going to be there.
Well, yeah, we're both going to be there.
I will definitely be there. And thank you, Mark, for letting me call you and stalk you every day while I'm in traffic.
I love
getting
your calls.
At least you lightweight stalk. You ain't at the door. You're inside your own vehicle going somewhere else.
Right, in my driveway.
Going somewhere else.
In my driveway. Wouldn't be good.
That wouldn't be good. That would be kind of bad. Do we have another caller?
Valerie would like that.
I don't think Valerie would like that. That would work the whole. Yeah, no, that's not.
Everywhere.
No. Thank you, Andrea.
So, folks, Valentine's Day, 410-319-8888. Before I play another clip, which I'd like to play for y'all, Clarence, you're on the air.
Let's hear from Clarence. Clarence, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Steiner. You know I hold you in awe. I wouldn't challenge you on the love thy neighbor thing. However, I demand of myself always to be considerate in all matters of my neighbors. Now, on the Valentine's Day thing, there's a part of my brain that you occupy 365 days a year. Whenever I'm out there and I see something that I think would make you happy, I'm going to get it right then and there. And if that happens to be 50 times a year, then it's 50 times a year. I refuse to let the St. Valentine's Day get me and all of the other little rituals that we follow. So if you want to trade me in for the Valentine's Day guy, which is once a year, as opposed to that 25 to 30 to other 50 times a year, I guess I'm traded in. Now let me go buy something for Valentine's Day.
And that is so great, Clarence. You go and
Clarence,
you get your...
always good to hear from you,
go
brother.
Get your Valentine's Day. Mark, you see what I just shared with you?
Yes.
That's love.
That is love.
That is love. I just shared with Mark 2 days ago on Sunday after my husband had been on travel for 4 days in Houston doing what he does. I made him, he said, he got off the plane and he says, I have a taste for some soul food. Now, remember, we're vegan.
You're a vegan.
Right?
Yes.
This wasn't Valentine's Day. This wasn't Christmas. This was this was a Sunday after I'd schlepped our kids around. Right? You like that?
That's a good word. That's a good word.
Right.
Schlepped.
I schlepped them around and I went to two stores to get the ingredients. I made homemade greens, vegan baked macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, mashed sweet potatoes, mashed like he likes, vegan homemade cornbread muffins, and vegan fried chicken.
Mm.
You should see it. You can go to my Facebook page,
it
Comedian Michelle.
It really looks
a plate
good.
Of food. I got all kinds of hits on that. So that's love. That's love.
It looks really good.
I made it in an hour.
In an hour?
An hour and 20.
That's fast, all that food.
Yeah, because we used to overcook. You know, black folk would cook until it died, and it was already dead.
Well, not the, many cultures cook stuff until it died. You know, I mean, the British do it. Jews do it. They cook food until...
until all the nutrients are gone. Oh, so you have to drink the pot liquor to get the nutrients.
Boil the meat. Wait, I mean, you ate meat, but...
So that's love, Mark. And that wasn't Valentine's Day. And you can have my husband. He will say touche to that. That meal was off the chart.
I'm sure it was.
Off the chart.
Could have called.
Yeah.
Could have called. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Very well. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I just wanted to add a little twist to what Andrea was saying a few moments ago about it takes too much effort to be grouchy. I worked in customer service for years, and I always had to answer the phone with a smile. I looked in the mirror and just did it, and it came through on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how you feel, the more you say it, the more you can do it, and it just makes that day get better.
That's good stuff. That was very good, and it's true. You can hear a smile through the phone.
You can also absolutely.
Yeah, you can hear it, and you can also hear madness and drama and scariness coming through the phone as well, which is why I believe in caller ID.
You can't. It's there, so you can't like make calls. Used to when I was a kid, you can make calls and hang up. You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore. But I believe in caller. I think caller ID was something that was created by the most beautiful person in the world. Because if I see certain numbers, it will not get picked up.
Mm.
Serial pessimist. I can't do it. I can go with you once or twice, three times a lady.
But you can't like make phone calls and go, I know who you are. You can't do that anymore.
You can't go. They'll be like, I know it's you, so-and-so. Stop playing, Leroy. Leroy, I'm about to call the police. Oh, you messed it up. Yeah, you stalking on the phone. So, yeah. But Valentine's love. Do we have another caller, Mark, before
we don't have any calls right now.
Okay, good. So the deal is, what would you do just to show Valerie that you loved her, your wife, your beautiful wife, without it being Valentine's Day? What would be your thing?
I cook. Every morning I make her coffee. Every night I make dinner for her.
Wow.
I am the cook. Well, not every night, but most nights. Wow. I make dinner for her when I get home.
Okay.
Every just little thing. Wake up in the morning. I love you.
There you go.
You know?
That's the difference, Mark. Yeah. Therein lies the difference. And the one caller said it so wonderfully. If you do that, then this one day will not qualify or disqualify love you have for one another.
I agree.
Which is why, for me, this day in its current condition is foolishness.
I don't disagree. I've never. I mean, these holidays mean nothing to me. Like Father's Day, Mother's Day, all that stuff.
Really, if my husband wasn't a father every day, we would not be married.
I hate those things. Did your daughter call you on Father's Day? No, I don't care.
But I do think that fathers deserve that extra nudge because fathers don't get it enough to me. Fathers do not get acknowledged enough for me. And if anybody should be getting acknowledged, those fathers who are present and accountable, I just talked about this with a friend. We talked about fathers, and this one father we knew, his daughter called in distress. And he basically put her on hold and said, I can't do anything about that right now because it might get me in trouble. And so we found out later that this father was then distraught because other things occurred. And I said, you know what? Fathers who've invested time teething, middle of the night, diaper changes, you know, first day of kindergarten, those kinds of dads, soon as their daughter calls, I don't care if she's 45 years old, and she says, Daddy, if he hears her voice crack, he goes, what can I do? Tell Daddy what happened. Just talk. Tell me if I'm not making this up. You're a dad, Mark.
That happens. Absolutely right.
And your girls are not. No, you don't have any baby babies anymore.
Not baby babies.
But if they call you, you're 20-something-year-old. You're 30-something-year-old. What do you do?
I'm there.
There you go.
For them. Michelle, I love having you on the show. Thank you
so much,
baby.
We got to tell them quickly. I know you got to go.
Oh, wait.
We'll be at the Women of the World at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall on March 3rd. I'll be there. So you got to come out to Women of the World. Wow. At Meyerhoff. Mark will be there on the 2nd.
This is the 2nd on Saturday.
You'll be there on the 2nd. Saturday. I'll be there on the 3rd. So you got to come out to that at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. Got to check me out. And I'll be at Goucher College this Saturday night.
Really?
At Goucher College, doing a show at Goucher College this Saturday night. So got to just put it out there. Mark, I love being with you. Support my friend Kevin Hart, who's in town this weekend, another funny dad who loves his children. So definitely, Mark, we got to do this more.
I'd love to do this more.
Love to do it with you. On the radio.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you meant.
Radio. Because, you know, people get nervous.
I know. We can. I love you, too.
Love you, too.
All right. We'll be back. Don't go away. We're going to come back with spend some time, not with Nina Simone, but with her legacy, with people putting on a program about her, hearing her songs with three great people. And then after that, we get to Kosher Souls.